So maybe you'll get the chance to go one
No,
day.
that would be nice. Where did you stay?
Well, Donald stayed in the north of the island with Peter and his family, and I stayed in the south of the island with Brisia and her sister. And we went to see the Home of Rest for Horses on the way into work one day, so it was
Oh,
really rather
brilliant.
nice.
Wow.
Lots of Clydesdales and heavy horses and things.
What, were they actually ex-working horses or
Yes.
no tractors and man?
Oh, they've got them on show, but they're not using them anymore. The ploughs and things. It's very good land, actually. It's good arable land. It's mostly crops they do, and some cattle, but very few sheep.
And lots of motorbikes.
That was good. And a population of 80,000, and it's a quarter of the size of Skye. It's really not that big. It's smaller than I thought it was.
I suppose that's quite a few. But I want to go over for the bikes.
Yeah, that would be hairy, because they still had all the padding around the bridges. Frightening. And they can drive at 16. And on the main roads outside the towns, there is no upper speed limit. So it's a sort of
Oh, yeah,
a speed
beauty.
mindset. It's not very good for them. But they've got signs up, you know, saying 25 casualties in the last 3 years. You know, just supposedly to frighten you into driving a bit more slowly.
Well, Alice came early because I was driving around the Isle of Man on Joey Dunlop's bike. It was the night before my daughter was born. We were in the Ferranti Motorcycle Club in the Glenelg, watching this video of Joey Dunlop doing the Isle of Man circuit. And of course, I was in my bar stool with my bum bite to
Balancing
here,
precariously.
balancing nothing. I was driving this bar stool round the bend. In the middle of the night, Davy, I think you'd better get up.
This was in Glenelg, was it?
In the Glenelg.
Oh, right, not in Glenelg,
not
along a single
in
track road down the
Tennessee. No, just 5 minutes from the Simpson.
Oh, that's not bad.
Did you realise that Glenelg's a palindrome? I thought you would.
Knew that at school, yes.
Dictionary. You're thinking about that, aren't you? See dictionary people is doing words backwards.
Comes naturally to us. So did you finish a new supplement while we were away in the Isle of Man?
Oh, we got to within 3 weeks of finishing it, I think, I hope.
That's good.
Ishbel's a bit more upbeat about it than she was before you went. If we just knew for sure that it was going to get up on the website. But yes,
Toby will be getting the hang of that.
They're
then.
Making good progress. Well, it's the trouble getting Geoffrey into the Dundee. He needs a password to get in. But
That's the way of it nowadays.
Toby's settling down nicely. He's going to cope with it all, I'm sure.
Oh, well, it's all go.
Aye. And Pete was in to give us a box of sweeties, were you?
Yes, I've eaten
back.
half of them, aye.
I said to you.
Pauline told me they were there.
She was saying they were going like snow off a dyke, and it wasn't her.
She keeps telling me to take one every time I go in.
Our sweeties. You seen that wee fridge of hers?
No.
Oh, I don't know how we ever lived without it.
It's wonderful.
It's more indispensable than any member of staff, I think, inside a few days.
Because we used to have to run down what, three flights of stairs for the milk.
And the milk was out
the
all
basement.
Day. It was going off in the hot weather last year.
And you know, if you brought a patty or something in for lunch, it was happily melted by lunchtime. It's really nice to have that wee fridge. And it's such an elegant wee thing.
I think it looks like an alien.
Well, an alien egg.
An elegant alien.
It's egg-shaped.
Yes, it's silver egg-shaped. It's called an egg.
And it holds how many bottles of wine? Well, it says in the brochure it was...
Yeah.
It
three or four, anyway.
Something like four bottles of wine.
That had nothing to do with the fact that we chose that one.
No, it was an impulse by Pauline. Had some found cash that she felt an urge to spend.
Yes,
so she spent it wisely.
It's been a great thing.
And apparently the base lights up.
She said that.
She hasn't done that. I want to see it with the base lit up. Looked nice in a winter evening, didn't it?
We need to take a photograph of it beside Craigie. He looks a bit gobsmacked by the whole thing.
Oh, isn't it? Yes, right enough.
You never what thought he'd have an egg-shaped fridge beside him.
Did I tell you I met a Professor Sibbles when I was in... where was I? Latvia.
No.
And you know what Sybil says, don't you? It's another Professor Onions.
Oh.
I can't remember where he came from now, but anyhow, he asked me if I would bring a primer of Scots. He collects ABCs from, oh, he's got something like 2,000 in his collection in all different languages. It's a fantastic collection. It's lovely to see just what words are chosen for small children from different cultures. And just how
there'll be differences between the cultures.
How the pictures differ and how the quality of the books reflects the economic state of the country and things like that. They're, you know, they're wee bits of sociology, never mind the language. But anyhow, it was Professor Sybil's, C-I-B-U-L-S. And, you know, your mind sort of wandering along Sybos and... And right enough, his name is Professor Onions.
How interesting.
If you're a lexicographer, it is.
You wondered if your name...
And I've just realised that I am affecting this tape every time I move my neck because the thing on the chain around my neck is rattling round and I can hear it. So I'm sorry, I have just...
That's your ball and chain. We may need take two.
Right, do you think we've done enough?
Well, we could go on for hours. We could talk for Scotland, couldn't we?
Well, I still class. You know, I've heard half of what you did. I didn't hear all about the puff chutes and the... You went in a train.
We got a steam train back to the airport, which is a bit like going back to the modern world. Yeah, we got the steam train and we had to get off there, walk along by the hedge and go over the stile, carrying our cases and everything. And then you saw the modern airport building ahead. And...
Over a stile?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A taxi might have been easier, but they did offer to run us there, but we said, no, we'll take the steam train.
And was it a normal gauge or a small gauge?
Oh, I don't know. You have to ask Donald all these technical details. I think it's normal, actually. It didn't look too small. I think it's just the trains they had and they kept them. They're apparently talking about doing away with it. But it's quite a good tourist attraction, but they don't seem to be very well developed in terms of tourism. Although there's hundreds of hotels, but they don't seem to organise themselves well.
Well, that's surprising things. Because they've been living off tourism for
I was quite surprised that it seemed quite far back compared to the islands.
It's one of Davy's school friends. He had an ambition to run a hotel on the Isle of Man. He ended up running a chip shop in Ballinahinch.
Perhaps he's still dreaming of the Isle of Man.
Yeah, him and his wife split up.
The architecture's amazing too. They have no planning restrictions. You can more or less build anything. And it's not too bad. There's one or two outrageous things apparently, but most things are okay. And it's quite nice each house being different. Mm-hmm. But the seafront architecture's quite like Brighton and places like that.
Do you know, I've never...
And the houses are tall.
I've never been to Brighton.
No, neither have I, but I've seen pictures. Same style.
Aye.
So it's tall, narrow houses.
Nice. Not all pretty colours, like what's the story in Ballymore?
Some of them are different colours, actually. But they're not too bad.
Is it the sort of Victorian seafront thing?
That's what it's like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the horse trams go along the seafront, then you get the electric train, and then you can get it right up to Snaefell, which is about 2,000 feet. And you can see Scotland, England and Ireland. No, we didn't.
So we need to go back.
We need to go back and do that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have time. And the day we maybe could have done it, it was a bit cloudy, so we wouldn't have seen it.
And are the horses and the taxis are in reasonably good nick? Are they looked
yes,
after?
Mm-hmm. The horses get regular breaks. You know, they stop outside the stable and somebody walks down with a replacement horse and they take yours off and it goes... And there was a horse called Donald, who was quite splendid, and a horse called Victor. So I got my photo taken with him and I'm going to tell Maris we met Victor in the Isle of Man.
Brilliant.
I said, we just need to find Willie now. But we didn't see one called Willie. It was Ron.
Now, I think my hips are probably knackered by a horse called Willie.
Not Big Willie, who's 19 too.
No, he wasn't that big.
There's one of them at the farm.
No, this one, I had problems landing on all 4 feet after a jump, and it ended up sideways, and I was still sitting on it. And you know, you're lagged.
It fell on you.
It really fell on one leg. You're lying there with one leg under the horse, one leg over the horse, and your shoulder in the ground, thinking, there's only one way this horse is going to get up, and you know it's going to roll up before it rolls back again. It wasn't too bad, actually. One of the staff at the stables had broken her ankle doing exactly the same thing the week before, so I got off quite lightly.
You didn't break anything?
Didn't break anything. I just walked funny. Like you've wet your knickers. Stuff like a walk.
At least you could walk. I have to be thankful for small wares.
Aye.